大家好。
Greetings to everyone.
我们开机之前，我们一起祷告。
Before we start, let's bow our head and pray.
亲爱的天父，我们谢谢你。
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you.
我们感谢主过去的感恩节。
We thank you that for the past Thanksgiving.
我们愿意来到你面前的时候，我们继续去感谢你。
May we, as we come before you, continue to give thanks to you.
让你提醒我们，神你对我们的恩典。
Remind us of the grace that you have bestowed upon us.
我们也感谢主在圣经上面的应许。
We also look at the promise that you have in the scriptures.
我们感谢主给我们各样的属灵的福气。
We thank you for all the different spiritual blessings.
希望今天的经文能够改变我们每一个人。
May the message this morning in scripture change every one of us.
听我们祷告，奉耶稣基督名求。
Listen to a prayer in Jesus' name.
Amen. 你有没有留意到呢？其实我们现在的社会呢，常常强调相信。
Have you not noticed that our society today put a lot of emphasis on belief?
只要你相信，你就能够做到。
Only if you can believe, you can accomplish it.
这个是我们社会告诉我们的。
This is what the society is telling us.
比方说呢，你看电影这个《功夫熊猫》。
For example, you watch a movie, The Kung Fu Panda.
你知道这个熊猫的爸爸呢，是一个开面店的，一只鹅。
You know this, the father of this panda is a goose that actually runs a noodle shop.
熊猫常常觉得呢，他爸爸的面条呢特别好吃。
And the panda always think that the noodles from his father is very tasty.
因为呢，他觉得他爸一定有一个秘密的配方。
So he thought my father must have a very special recipe.
但是他爸爸最后告诉他儿子。
But the father eventually told his son.
其实呢，只要你相信他是特别，他就变成特别了。
If only you believe that special, that is special.
这个熊猫当然听他爸爸话，相信自己是特别。
So this panda listened to his father, think that he himself is special.
那么他就成为一个功夫的高手，打败他的敌人。
So he became a top-notch kung fu and actually beat up his enemies.
那如果你相信自己是特别的
，If you believe you are special yourself，
但是你没有变成特别怎么办呢
？But you have not become something special. What do you do？
那么你要看下一部电影了。
Then you have to watch the next movie.
这个呢，就是Lego 英雄卷里面的一句话。
This is a phrase from the Lego movie.
他说呢，你只需要相信多一些就行了。
If only you believe just a little bit more, that's enough.
那这一个现代人的座右铭呢，就是如果你相信，你必定能做到。
The model that we have for modern men is that if only you believe, you can achieve.
很多时候呢，这个也成为了我们教会里面基督徒呢也是这样子想。
Quite often, that also has turned into something the Christians believe within the church.
有人误解了，以为呢圣经里面所讲的信心呢，就是这个世界所讲的自信心。
Some people misunderstand that.What the church means, the faith is the same kind of belief that the world has offered.
他们会引用圣经，好像我们今天所讲的这个故事里面呢，耶稣曾经这样子讲。
Actually, they would take what phrases from the scripture, just like what Jesus has told us this morning from the scripture.
在信的人凡事都能。
Everything is possible for one who believes.
所以呢，我希望呢。通过今天这个神迹来解释圣经里面的信心是什么一回事呢
？So I hope that you see a miracle today to explain to you what it means by faith in the scripture.
那么呢，从这个故事里面，这个神迹里面，我们会看三个人的信心。
Within the story, this miracle, we take a look at the faith from three different people.
就是门徒的信心。
And the faith of the disciples.
这个孩子的爸爸的信心。
The faith of the son's father.
还有就是耶稣的信心。
And then it's also Jesus' faith.
所以呢，我们先来看就是门徒的信心。
And let's take a look at the faith of the disciples.
那如果你看路加福音的时候讲到这个神迹呢，我们知道呢是发生在耶稣登山变相以后的。
And the we know that this miracle happens after Jesus has said.Transfiguration up in the mountains. And Peter took his three disciples, Peter, James, and John, up in the mountains. And he had a transfiguration in the mountain.
那所以当时就有九个门徒，在山下。
So there were nine disciples under the hill.
那么耶稣带三个门徒下山的时候呢，就见到了有群众围着九个门徒呢，跟他们争论。
So when he when Jesus came down the hill, he saw a big crowd surrounding the disciples and arguing with them.
那么耶稣就问：发生什么事情呢
？So Jesus came and asked what happened.
那么有一个父亲就出来解释了。
So one father came out to explain.
路加福音讲到了这个父亲说了这个儿子是他的独生子。
In the book of Luke, it tells you that this son is his only son.
他是被鬼附。
He was possessed by the demon.
使这个孩子呢患了这个癫痫的病。
So that the child was having seizures.
那么呢耶稣这个父亲呢，曾经求这九个门徒把这个鬼赶出去，但是他们却不能。
So the father had asked the nine disciples to cast out the demons, but the disciples could not.
那耶稣是非常失望了。
And Jesus was very disappointed.
他说呢，你们呢，这些不信叛谋的世代。
And Jesus said, "You unbelieving and perverse generation."
所以呢，他不单只对那门徒失望，也对他的群众也是很失望。
Not only was he disappointed at the disciples, he was also disappointed at the crowd.
但是后来，耶稣还是把这个鬼赶出去了。
So the Jesus still at the end cast out the demons.
那么这个孩子就痊愈了。
So the child had recovered.
那后来呢，门徒就来。找耶稣问他
So the disciples then went to Jesus
我们为什么不能把这个鬼赶出去的
How come we were not able to cast out the demons
那这条问题呢证明呢这九个门徒是相信他们有赶鬼的能力
So this question tells us that these disciples believe they have the ability to cast out demons
事实上呢在马太福音十章第一节耶稣差派十二个门徒去传福音的时候呢，就给他们呢赶鬼跟治病的能力。
In fact, in Matthew 10:1, it tells you that when Jesus sent out the disciples to share the word, that they had the ability. They were given the ability to cast out demons.
圣经也告诉我们，他们的确曾经这样子做过。
The scripture also tells us that they had actually done that.
但是呢，这一次。这九个门徒却不能把这个鬼赶出去。
But this time the nine disciples were not able to cast out the demon.
那耶稣在马太福音的回答是这样子。
And Jesus replied like this in the book of Matthew.
是因为你们信心小。
Because you have little faith.
信心小呢，也可以翻译作为呢，就是你的信心很贫穷。
And the little faith can also be translated of some sort of faith.Poverty in faith.
耶稣继续就解释。
And Jesus continued to explain.
我实在告诉你们，你们若有信心，像一粒芥菜种，就是对这座山说：“你从这边拿到那边，他也必拿去，并且你们没有一件不能做的事了。”
And truly I tell you, if you have faith as little as a mustard seed, you can say to this mountain.Move from here to there, and will move. Nothing will be impossible for you.
芥菜种呢，是犹太人形容一件事情一样东西了，很小很小的意思。
The mustard seed is what the Jewish people describe something as very very little.
比方说，我们中国人呢，通常形容一个东西是很小呢，我们就说这个是芝麻绿豆的小事嘛。
That's equivalent to something like a sesame and green beans in Chinese.
所以这句话的意思就是说，就是很小，就是如果形容你的信心是芥菜种呢，就是其实是强调它是很小很小的意思。
So in actually, what Jesus is saying that this is like a mustard seed, very very little.
相反呢，如果你把一座山拿挪移的时候呢，在犹太人心中呢是没有可能的。
And on the opposite, when actually take a mountain and move it, it's for Jewish people is impossible.
因为犹太人相信呢，山的根呢是长在地下很深很深的。
Because the Jewish belief is that the mountains has a very the roots deep really root deep rooted.
所以耶稣，的意思是这样子。
So what Jesus meant was this.
门徒的信心是贫穷的。
There was a very much of a poverty with the disciples' faith.
贫穷其实就是一种缺乏。
And the poverty, in a way, it's a form of lacking.
所以他的意思就是，门徒你没有信心，缺乏信心。
And what he's saying that these disciples, you are lacking in faith.
其实你只需要一点点的信心。
It's only that you have a little of faith.
你能够做不可能做的事情，
you can achieve the impossible.
把这个山挪移，
you can move the mountain.
何况你把这个鬼赶出来呢？
And, you know, that's a, when you actually cast a demon, that's a little thing.
马可福音里面呢，耶稣又讲了一句话。
In the book of Mark, Jesus also said something else.
他说呢，非用祷告，这类鬼总不能出来。
And if these demons can only be cast out through prayer.
这句话指出来，九个门徒当时赶鬼，他们没有祷告。
And this tells us that when the disciples were casting out demons, they did not pray.
否则耶稣不需要提醒他们，必须要祷告。
Otherwise, Jesus didn't need to remind them that they need to pray.
那从门徒跟耶稣的对答里面呢，你就发现门徒对信心的看法。
From the dialogue between Jesus and disciples, you can see what the how the disciples perceive faith.
首先呢，门徒的信心其实是他对他自己的信心。
What the disciples' faith meant that they what the faith they have for themselves.
很可能当这个爸爸去找门徒的时候。
Perhaps when the father went to ask for the disciples,
这九个人呢，他充满自信的回答。
And the disciples all full of self-confidence, they would reply.
把这件事包在我们手上。
Leave this up to us.
因为他们的确有赶鬼的经验。
Because they indeed have the ability, they have the experience to cast out demons.
虽然耶稣不在，虽然三个大师兄不在，但是他们九个人应该没问题。
Even though Jesus was not there, even though the three more senior these disciples were not there, they can take care.
所以他们就学耶稣一样，吩咐这个鬼从这个小孩身上出去。
So they followed the example of Jesus and actually asked the demons to come out of the child.
但是这个鬼不出来哦。
But the demon would not budge.
所以很可能呢，他们不那如果这个鬼不出来的时候，你会怎么做？
If this demon wouldn't come out, what would you do?
你就更大声的命令他，就是你要出来。
You raise your voice and tell him you come out.
可能是这样子，就群众听到了，他们就过来看看，发生什么事情。
Perhaps it's because of this reason, all the crowd would hear about it and all come out and see what's going on.
但是整个赶鬼的过程里面呢，这些门徒都没有祷告。
And during the whole process of casting out demons, the disciples did not pray.
这个表现，证明的他们是相信自己，不相信神。
This proves that they were believing in themselves, not Jesus.
很多时候呢，我们侍奉神也是一样。
Quite often, when we serve, we're in the same way.
神给我们恩赐。
God give us grace.
才能才干。
And talent and ability.
我们最初侍奉神的时候呢，也常常祷告倚靠神的。
And when we first served, then we would actually pray and rely on God.
后来也见到成果了。
And then we would see some fruits.
可能你带人信主啊。
Perhaps you bring someone to Christ.
你带领查经，带领小组也没问题了。
You lead Bible study, you lead small group, no problem.
很多人称赞你做得很好。
A lot of praise you that they say you do a good job.
但是当慢慢我们有了成果以后呢，我们就忘记神。
And gradually, when we see fruits, we forget about God.
因为我们可以靠我们的口才啊，我们的经验啊，我们的训练。
And because we can rely on our ability and experience,
我们的自信心代替了我们信靠神的心。
Our self-confidence replaces the faith that we have towards God.
这一类的人，他最大的特点就是他们不祷告。
And this type of people, the main characteristic is that they don't pray.
或者他们的祷告变成好像一个手术，就是一个形式一样。
And perhaps their prayer becomes a routine.
或者呢，他们倚靠祷告。
And then,
倚靠祷告。
They just rely on prayer.
不是倚靠神哦，他是倚靠祷告。
Just rely on the prayer.
比方说，他的祷告可以很长的。
Perhaps his prayer can be very long.
或者他的祷告呢是很漂亮的，讲的话很动听的。
And perhaps his prayer actually add up with a lot of beautiful words, a very touching prayer.
但是呢，他们的祷告不是靠神。
And because their prayer is not really relying on God.
但是耶稣最后提醒门徒。
And Jesus at the end remind the disciples.
只是自信心不是信靠神。
And the self-confidence is not relying on God.
这个就是你们赶鬼失败的原因。
This is the reason for your lack of ability to cast out demons.
因为只要你有一点点的真正的信靠神的时候，连这个山也可以拿移。
If only you have a little bit of faith to rely on God, you can move the mountains.
第二类信心呢，就是这个孩子父亲的信心。
And the second.Faith is the faith from the father of the child.
那如果你看这个故事的时候呢，无论你怎么看，你都觉得这个父亲呢是半信半疑的人。
And perhaps regardless how you interpret the story, the father is still kind of half-hearted in terms of his faith.
那一方面，他跑到耶稣面前跪下来求主怜悯。
On one hand, he came approach Jesus and knelt down and asked Jesus for his mercy.
但是同一个人呢，他又在耶稣面前埋怨，你的门徒不行啊，我求个他们赶不出来了这个鬼。
And it's the same person who complained to Jesus that your disciples cannot do it. I asked them, they couldn't cast out demons.
后来耶稣问这个爸爸，这个孩子这个病患了多久呢？
And Jesus asked the father, how long has this child have had this illness?
那么这个父亲在马可福音记载的，他这个父亲就说，从小的时候，鬼屡次把他扔在火里、水里，要灭他。
And the father replied, many times he has seizures and it's got falls in the fire or in the water.
那从这个二十二节这圣经里面，你可以想到啊，这个爸爸一定是走投无路了。
In the verse 22, you can tell that the father has really at the wit's end.
这个孩子从小就给这个鬼所折磨。
And this child has been tortured by this demon.
如果你是父母的时候，你一定想尽办法去解决这个问题。
If you were the parent, you would find all kinds of ways to address this problem.
但是一直都没有解决。
And you were still not able to address it.
最后跑到这九个门徒面前，希望他们把这个鬼赶出来。
At the end, you came to the nine disciples and asked to have these demon cast out.
但是这些门徒还是不能呢。
But the disciples could not do it.
所以最后当他跟耶稣讲话的时候呢，他不是对耶稣有任何的信心的。
And at the end when he was talking to Jesus, he really didn't have any faith to Jesus.
他只是走投无路的时候，最后好像就是试了，就是求耶稣做一些事情。
It's like he has no other option. He came before Jesus and said, I'm just going to ask him to see if he can do it.
所以他就求耶稣，他说，你若能做什么，求你怜悯我们，帮助我们。
So he said, only, but if you can't do anything, take Peter's and help us.
那耶稣的回答很有趣哦。
And Jesus had a very interesting answer.
因为他没有责备这个父亲。
Because he did not rebuke his father.
他只是重复这个父亲所讲的开始的几个字。
And he just repeated what the father just said.
他说，你若能。
He said, if you can.
在信的人凡事都能。
Everything is possible for one who believes.
那这个父亲的看法是这样子。
Now this is how the father views it.
这个鬼能不能够赶出来呢？
Can this demon be cast out?
在乎耶稣有没有这个能力。
And it depends on whether or not Jesus has that ability.
耶稣的回答是这样子。
And Jesus' answer is like this.
你的儿子的鬼能不能赶出来？
Whether or not the demon can be cast out from your son,
其实在乎你能不能相信我。
It really depends on whether or not you can believe in me.
因为耶稣说，在信的人凡事都能。
Because Jesus said, everything is possible for those who believe.
那么这个父亲就立时喊着说，我信，但我信不足，求主帮助。
Immediately, the boy's father exclaimed, I do believe, help me overcome my unbelief.
那结果耶稣就因为这个父亲的信心医好他的儿子了。
And the father, because of the Jesus, because of the father's belief, he healed the son.
那这个事情让我们问一个问题。
And this event begs a question.
为什么门徒充满信心，既信心的时候，耶稣说，你们的信心是贫穷的。
Why is it that the disciples full of faith, but yet Jesus said, you have a poverty of faith?
反而这个父亲充满怀疑。
But on the other hand, the father is full of doubts.
反而他曾经为他的儿子代求。
And actually, he had begged for his sons before.
这个是什么道理？
What kind of reasoning is that?
那这个神迹说明了圣经中的信心是怎么的一回事。首先呢，圣经所讲的信心告诉我们，信心的对象比起信心的力度更重要。有的时候呢，还没信主的朋友会问我。
Some unbelieving friends would ask me,
我的信心要有多大，我才能够得救呢？
How much faith do I have to have in order to be saved?
其实你得救不是因为你的信心有多大，你的力度不会救你的。
And actually, you would be saved not because of how much faith you have. That degree would not save you.
我们知道呢，在春桥的末期的时候呢，有义和团之乱。
And we know that in the latter part of the Qing Dynasty, there was this Boxer uprising.
那这些人呢，是相信一个宗教叫白莲教的。
And these people believe in a religion called the White Lotus.
这些人相信呢，这个宗教会保护他们刀枪不入。
And these people believe that this religion was protect them. That they actually knife and gun.Cannot penetrate them.
那么这些白莲教的信徒呢，他的信心的确是很强啊。
And this White Lotus religion people actually have very strong faith.
因为他们不怕西方人的火枪。
And because they are not afraid of the guns and knives of the foreigners.
但是这么大的信心有没有救他们呢？
And this huge degree of faith, did that save them?
没有啊
，No，
他们都死在这些枪的底下。
They all die under the guns and the knives.
所以你信心的力度，其实是不会改变这个事实的。
And the degree of your faith would not change the facts.
其实重要的是你相信的对象是不是对的。
And the important thing is the object of your faith, whether or not is correct.
若望你相信的对象是没有根据的。
Because if your the object of the faith has no basis，
你只需要多信一点呢，这个不会改变这个结果的。
Even if you believe a little more, it will not change the outcome。
如果这个宗教这个神根本上不是真神。
If this religion, this God is truly not the true God, this God is not true God.
无论你的信心有多大，他都不能救你啊。
Regardless how much faith you have, he cannot save you.
同样道理，耶稣因为耶稣是真神。
Because in the same way, because Jesus is a true God.
但是我们误解了他的应许的时候。也不会，这些事情也不会发生了。
Because but if we actually misunderstand promises, all these things would not happen.
但是在这个故事里面呢，这个父亲呢是承认自己信心的不足。
In this story, the father admits that he does not have enough faith.
但是他相信的对象是对的。
But the object of his faith is correct.
这样子小小的信心就好像一个芥菜种一样。
This little amount of faith is like a mustard seed.
足够让耶稣为他赶走这个鬼。
Enough to for Jesus to cast out this demon.
所以呢，虽然他信心是很小，但是他的对象是对的，所以还是能够把这个鬼赶出去。
Even though he has very little faith, but the object of his faith is correct, and therefore the demon got cast out.
最近看了一个文章，是在香港一个医生呢，他所写的。
And I read an article recently, written to by a doctor in Hong Kong.
他是一个emergency room 急诊室的一个医生。
He's a ER doctor.
所以呢，当天呢，有一个病人进来呢，他是给一条蛇所咬的。
And one day a patient came in, he was bitten by a snake.
所以呢，他都打开他的治疗服看一看。他发觉香港有超过十种不同的毒蛇。
So he opened up his reference manual and see that there are over 10 kinds of snake in Hong Kong.
所以他就不知道怎么去处理。
He didn't know how to handle it.
他打电话给这些一个毒理科的专家去问他。
So he make a phone call to a special toxicologist doctor to ask him.
那么这个急诊室的医生呢，就很快的把这个病人所有的资料，包括他的检验啊，伤口的是怎么样啊，验血的结果，完全在电话里面告诉这个专家。
So the doctor very quickly described all the details about the patient, the vital sign, the X-ray, the condition of the wound, everything to tell this toxicologist doctor.
那么这个。毒理专家一直没有出声。
And this toxicology doctor didn't say a word.
后来他就问一个问题。
And then he asked a question.
这条蛇呢？
Where's the snake?
他说，这医生说跑掉了。
And he said, ran away.
他说，我这个毒理学的专家，他说我不是这个意思，我是想知道这条蛇是长得怎么样的。
It's not the toxicology said. It's not what I meant. I want to see know what this doctor.What this snake looks like.
这个医生就说，这个病人告诉我啊，这条蛇是黑色的。
The ER doctor said the patient tells me that the snake is black in color.
这个专家讲了一句话，哦。
This expert said, 哦。
香港是没有黑色的蛇的。
There are no black snake in Hong Kong.
所以他说，这条蛇一定是，在香港常常见到这些我们叫青猪蛇。
So this expert said, oh, this must be one of those snakes that we often see in Hong Kong, the bamboo viper.
因为从他的检验的报告发觉他的血跟他的肾都没有受损害，这个结果呢，他可以肯定呢，这条蛇呢就是一条青猪蛇。
And from the diagnosis, the experts see that his blood report and the kidney function is still working fine, so he actually concluded that this is a bamboo viper.
所以他说呢，一定是这个病人呢，他就是他咬他的时候啊，这个光线不够，所以他以为呢这条蛇是黑色的。
So he said the patient when he got bitten, probably wasn't enough light, so he thought the snake is black.
所以他叫这个医生，那么你就用青柱蛇的血清。
So the, he told the ER doctor, then did you see bamboo viper's serum to treat him?
哇，这个医生非常怀疑哦。
This doctor was full of doubts.
他说这个专家连他。连这条蛇都没有见过，只是长天花头就确定这条蛇是青柱蛇。
He said this expert without even seeing the snake, this through the phone call can conclude this is a bamboo viper.
但是因为他没有这个医生没有别的方法了，就跟着叫做跟着做了。
So this doctor no other option, he just follow as was told.
后来这个病人的确好过来。
Indeed, the patient got better.
那这个故事说明了同一样的道理。
And this story tells the same principle.
你的信心的对象比起你信心的力度更重要。
The object of your faith is very far more important than the degree of your faith.
还有呢，圣经里面的信心呢，有一个特点。
And then also the kind of faith in the scripture is a special characteristics.
就是承认自己的不能
to admit your own inability,
需要耶稣来帮助他
and need Jesus help.
门徒为什么赶鬼的时候不祷告
and why is it that when the disciples cast out demons they did not pray?
因为他们相信我能
because they believe I can.
但是耶稣说剪子的信心其实是一种信心的贫穷
And this kind of faith is a form of the poverty of the faith itself.
但是这个孩子的父亲
But the father of this, of the child,
他承认自己信心不足，需要耶稣去帮助。
He admitted he didn't have enough faith, he needed Jesus' help.
耶稣说，他的信心就好像呢一个芥菜种一样。
And Jesus said his faith is like a mustard seed.
他虽然是很小，但是他是真正的信心。
Even though he is a very little, but he is his true faith.
只有当人走投无路的时候
If only can, a man come to this one's wit's end,
我们会停止相信自己
We stop believing in ourselves.
当你停止相信自己的时候，你才会开始去相信神
It is when we actually stop believing in ourselves that we believe in God.
耶稣应许有剪子信心的人
And Jesus welcomed This, the people with this kind of faith.
他说在信的人凡事都能
It, everything is possible for those who believe.
剪子的信心甚至能够把这个山挪移
And this kind of faith we can move mountains.
没有一件事情你们不能做
Nothing is impossible.
有一些还没信主的朋友呢他一直在怀疑
And a lot of unbelieving friends they would all continue to doubt.
他们不能决定要信耶稣
They cannot decide they're going to believe in Jesus
他觉得自己的信心太小了
They thought that actually I have very little faith
或者有一天呢他神大大的感动他的时候呢他就会信主
They thought when one day God would greatly touch me then I will believe
但是其实我们应该向这个父亲去学习
But we should learn from this father
这个父亲说我信但我信不足求主帮助
I believe but I don't have enough faith help me
如果我们将这样子向耶稣祈求的时候耶稣一定会帮助我们
If we actually ask like this to Jesus Jesus would indeed help us
所以我们现在要问一个问题了
We want to ask this question
当耶稣应许说在信的人凡事都能这个应许是什么意思
And actually when Jesus said for anything that can anything is possible for those who believe what is this promise all about
这个应许是不是说了只要我们能够相信无论我们求神什么神都会给我们
does that mean that if only we believe whatever we ask for God will give it to us
比如说我相信神今天会给我中彩票
And for example, I believe God will actually allow me to win the lottery ticket today.
是不是我今天去买彩票的时候，我一定中了
？So is it that when I go on my lottery ticket, I will for sure win the jackpot?
所以呢，我们最后要看耶稣是怎么用他的信心的。
So So let's take a look at the end to how Jesus uses faith.
那这个神迹过后呢，耶稣跟他的门徒还在加利利的时候呢，耶稣就对门徒说，人子将要被交在人手里，他们要杀害他，第三日他要复活。
And actually, Jesus, afterwards, when they were together in Galilee, he said to them, the Son of Man is going to be delivered into the hands of a man. They will kill him on the third day. He will kill me.
那你想一想，耶稣在这个神迹里面呢，他能够赶鬼。
And you take a look at Jesus in this miracle, he can cast out demons.
证明呢，他是最有信心、最有能力的人。
And it proves that he is the one with the greatest faith and with the greatest power.
那如果在信的人凡事都能
eventually it's possible for everything who believe,
耶稣有这么大的信心，为什么他不求父神免去给人杀害的这个事情，那么就什么事情都解决了。
eventually Jesus has that much faith, he can just ask the Father to remove all these killing from it.
事实上耶稣曾经，我们知道后来啊，他在克斯玛利园的时候，为了十字架的苦，三次求天父。
Indeed, we know that in the Garden of Gethsemane, Jesus, because of the suffering on the cross, he asked God the Father three times to remove that from him.
但是我们知道最后，耶稣还是死在十字架上啊。
But we know at the end, Jesus still died on the cross.
那么有两个可能呢
？There are two possibilities.
一个可能呢，就是。当耶稣说在信的人凡事都能，这个是一个骗人的应许。
In the first possibility, and say in everything is possible, those who believe here, actually this is something that it's just to fool people.
这个就是好像现代人说，如果你相信，你必能做得到，这个一样就是骗我们。
It's just like modern men, you say whatever, if only you believe, you can achieve it. Just like this is just fooling ourselves.
另外一个可能就是耶稣这个应许的其实是有一个界限在里面的。
The other possibility is what this kind of promise Jesus said, there are some limits to that.
耶稣不是说你想什么有信心就会发生，他不是这个意思。
It's not like whatever you just believe in, you would happen.
那所以呢，当我们再想一想这个神迹的时候，我们知道耶稣所讲的这个信心不是自信心。
If you take a look at this miracle, what the faith that Jesus is referring to is not self-confidence.
他是讲到我们对神的信心。
It's the faith that we have towards God.
所以我们就要问，你怎么可能对神有信心呢？
Then we ask, what can we do so that we have faith toward Jesus?
就是当你知道你所求的事情呢，是按着神的应许，还有就是合乎天父的旨意的。
Then we actually, if we take a look at what we ask is within God's will and actually within God's promises.
那这个也是耶稣在克西玛利园的时候，他是这样子祷告。
And this is the same way as Jesus prayed in the Garden of Gethsemane.
耶稣祷告说：“我父啊。”倘若可行，求你叫这杯离开我，然而不要叫我的意思，只要叫你的意思。
Jesus prayed, My Father, if it's possible, may this cup be taken from me, yet not as I will, but as you will.
所以为什么我们很多时候都没有经历到在信的人凡事都能的应许呢？
So this is the reason why we don't experience that. Everything is possible for those who believe.
不是耶稣这个应许是骗人的。
It's not like this promise is fooling people.
是我们没有合乎天父的旨意去祈求。
And it's that we don't ask according to God's will.
我是初中的时候信耶稣的。
I accepted the Lord when I was in junior high.
那么我高中的时候呢，就跟一个还没信主的同学谈恋爱。
And they, when I was in senior high, I had a girlfriend in high school.
这个女孩子呢还没信耶稣的。
And this girl wasn't a Christian.
那么神就通过教会跟我看圣经都提醒我。
And they, God through the Bible and also the church reminded me.
这我简直做的是错误的。
And what I was doing was wrong.
因为圣经说信与不信原不相配。
Because the scripture tells us that believing and unbelief cannot be on the same yoke.
但是我也舍不得我的女朋友啊。
But I was not willing to let go of my girlfriend.
所以呢，我就想出一个解决的方法。
So I thought of actually a way to address it.
这个解决方法其实很简单，如果我女朋友成为一个基督徒，那么就没问题啦。
So this way I resolve it is just if my girlfriend becomes a Christian, then everything would be taken care of.
就好像圣经说嘛，在信的人凡事都能。
And just like the scripture said, it's possible, everything is possible for those who believe.
我就努力地为我女朋友信耶稣祷告。
I was praying very hard for my girlfriend that she would accept God.
我希望我增加我信神的力度。
And actually I want to increase the degree of faith that I have towards God.
你说怎么增加呢？你会怎么增加？
How would you do it?
有人说呢，如果你祈求的时候，这个事情还没发生，你已经感谢神呢，你的确就是很相信神了。
So somebody say it's even if it hasn't happened, then you can already thank God. This is a this is you having more faith.
所以呢，当时的教会有一个布道会。
At that time, the church had an evangelistic meeting.
我就计划带我的女朋友去听了。
So I took my girlfriend to the event.
但是呢，他还没去布道会的时候呢，我已经告诉人他，告诉其他人，他一定会在这次布道会里面信耶稣。
Even before she went, I already told the people around me that she would for sure accept God at this event.
那么你知道结果是怎么样呢
？Do you know what the outcome was?
当然他没有信主了。
Of course she did not.
在当时他没有信主。
Of course at the time she did not.
直到我们分手的时候，他也没有。
Even after we separated, did you deny?
为什么耶稣的应许说，在信的人凡事都能，没有发生在我身上
？Why is it that Jesus promised that everything is possible for those who believe did not happen to me?
因为我所求的东西是不符合神的心意的。
Because what I asked for did not fall within God's will.
约翰在约翰一书里面。更清楚解释了这个祷告的应许。
And John in the book of First John further explained the principle of prayer.
5:14-15里面说，我们若照他的旨意求什么，他就听我们。这是我们向他所存坦然无惧的心，自然知道他听我们一切所求的，就知道我们所求于他的无不得着。
In 5:14-15, this is the confidence that we have in approaching God, that we ask anything according to His will, He hears us. And we know that He hears whatever we ask, we know that we have what we ask of Him.
我们就生长在一个强调自信心的文化里面。
We live in a culture that also always just so believe in the self-confidence.
但是我希望我们从这个文化里面醒悟过来。
And we hope that we can wake up from this culture.
其实现代的这些社会学家，他们也知道呢，强调自信心是害了这一代的人。
And actually, a lot of our sociologists believe that believing in self, having this self-confidence is actually hurting this generation.
因为他们指出，有信心不代表你有能力。
Because they only have faith.Not that doesn't represent that you have the ability.
我们希望，今天我希望我们大家放弃我们的自信心。
And I hope that we have forsake our own self-confidence.
但是把我们的信心建立在耶稣基督的身上。
That we actually build our faith upon the body, upon Jesus Christ.
我们的信心不是出于我们的喜好。
And then our self-confidence is not coming from ourselves.
希望我们求的时候，我们求的东西是合乎神的旨意的。
Whatever we ask for, when we ask, is for within God's will.
那么我们就能够好像这个孩子的爸爸一样。
Then we will be like the father of this child.
经历耶稣的应许，在信的人凡事都能。
And actually, hold on to the gospel, Jesus' promise is possible to those everything is possible to those who believe.
我们最后一同祷告。
Let's bow our head and pray.
亲爱的主耶稣，我们谢谢你。
Dear Jesus, Lord, we thank you.
因为你没有言弃我们常常对你的怀疑。
Because you didn't, it's like the complaints that we have for you.
反而你常常鼓励我们，要把我们的信心放在你的身上。
And that you encourage us to put our faith in you.
求主帮助我们，不要把我们的信心把跟圣经的信心混乱了。
We ask that we don't get mixed up with our own self-confidence and the with the faith that we have in the Bible.
帮助我们好像这个爸爸这样子。
Help us so we are like this father.
就是当我们遇到很困难的事情。
And that is when we encounter very tough challenges.
我们会好像这个爸爸说，我信，但是我的信心不足，求主帮助。
Then we would be like this father to say, I believe, but my belief is not enough. Help me.
如果我们所求的是合乎天父的旨意的时候，我们知道神你必定为我们成就。
If what we ask for is within God's will, we trust that you will help us.
听我们祷告，奉耶稣基督名求。
Listen to our prayer in Jesus' name.
Amen.